AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says he's convinced and has reason to believe that Russian President Vladimir Putin, who sent troops into Crimea, has decided to further invade Ukraine. Biden says he, Putin's Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are scheduled to meet on the 24th.
But if Russia takes military action before that date, we'll be clear that they have slammed the door shut on diplomacy. They will have chosen war, and they will pay a steep price for doing so, not only from the sanctions that we and our allies will impose on Russia, but the moral outrage the rest of the world will visit upon them.
In Germany, Vice President Kamala Harris says the hope is still Russia will de-escalate, but the U.S. and Europe are ready with tough sanctions in case of an attack. The U.S. and Britain say Russia is behind recent cyber attacks targeting Ukraine's defense ministry and major banks. They warn of possible similar attacks. The U.S. estimates that up to 190,000 Russian and allied troops are in Crimea, disputed parts of Ukraine, and near the Ukraine border. In Minnesota,
I recognize there will be those who disagree with the sentence.
Judge Regina Chu sentenced former Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter to 2 years in prison for killing Dante Wright, a black man, during a traffic stop.
Empathy is a quality of character that can change the world. Officer Kimberly Potter was trying to do the right thing.
Wright's mother, Katie, says the judge favored the white police officer over her son.
Pouring my heart out in my victory impact statement that took so long to write, and I reread it over and over again, to not get a response out of the judge at all. But then when it came down to sentencing Kim Potter, she broke out in tears.
This is AP News. An artist's hopeful throwback to a different time on the highways. Here's Ed Donahue.
Drivers along MacArthur Highway in Newark, New Jersey are welcomed by a sign with the word hopeful. It was designed by artist Charlie Hewitt. The word hopeful has a special meaning for him.
A sense of loss, alienation, loneliness to be part of the others. And I felt like I was being pushed off into my corner.
The design of the word hopeful has a 1950s vibe.
Route 66. This kind of idea when we're driving down the road, people are inviting us into their restaurants or their playgrounds, or enticing us with lights and arrows and flamingos.
Hewitt says the response to hopeful is overwhelming.
People just drove by, a recovering alcoholic who just needed to see the message one day. That's what they bring of themselves to that message.
Hopeful can be seen on billboards elsewhere around the Northeast.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.